T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking at it on Twitter, Los Angeles Lakers tweeted out a picture. Deion Waiters signing his contract. It is official. 4 o'clock hour, Hochman and Crowder simulcast. Been a fun 2 hours. At 5 o'clock, you'll get Dan Day's Week That Was. A little montage. A look back at the week that was on Hochman and Crowder. We always enjoy that. Will Manso's going to join us this hour, talk a little Miami Heat with him. I am so excited for this Heat-Pelicans game tonight that yes. I can barely contain myself. I started the show at 2 o'clock. I told you, like, this is make sure you're in front of your TV. And now, I don't know if everybody's fascinated with Zion the way that I am. And the fascination, I guess, stems also from your dislike of Zion Williamson and my opinion that you're ridiculous. I love watching him feed you the grease all season long. I'm rooting for the Heat tonight. I actually do think I'm going to bet the Heat tonight. I do think
I like it.
They're just a better team.
They are. Overall, like, Zion's show was impressive. Even though we know what he's going to do, he's going to dunk. That's what he does.
That's a little bit of a mischaracterization
Of his game. Well, after those 4 3-pointers he hit in the first game where y'all thought he fed it to me, you know what he's averaging since then?
He's hit another.
Less than one a game.
Right, but he hit another.
So, right back to what he was at Duke.
Hit another.
Yeah, so just to let you know.
But you know he's on pace to become.
He's not a shooter.
But I mean, again, that's a wild mischaracterization.
Okay. But people we talk to do say, for him to be on the level of the greats, he has to continue to improve his game, take his range out, learn how to dribble, learn how to create off the dribble. He can't just sit there, two-step, and dunk on people all game.
They really haven't said that.
Geltzeiler said that.
No.
Kurt Heelan said that. He has to improve.
No, what I've heard people say is that he is a once-in-a-lifetime talent. And he's one of those guys. So when Chris Bosh, who's a big dude, plays on the outside, when Myers Leonard plays on the perimeter, you go, what are you doing out there? You're a big guy. You
get
should be banging in the paint.
Get in the
this crap. This dude's doing that. He's a big guy banging in the paint, and you're going, how come he's not playing on the perimeter?
No.
It's mighty convenient for your argument there.
My thing's always been, when you try to compare this young man to great Hall of Famers.
His numbers compare themselves to that.
No. He is not on a Kobe, LeBron, Jordan level. He is not there. Steph Curry, he's not a revolutionary player. I know yesterday, I can't remember the man's name. I think I purposely locked it out of my mind.
Joel Meyer,
because he was little boying us. But even like he was praising the guy, and I was like, he has a long way to go to be on that level. That's my thing.
Of course he does. And he's not going to be on LeBron and Kobe's level
please
today.
Don't act like he's just walking in, taking over the
league. That's exactly what he's done.
No, his team is terrible. They're terrible before him, and they're still terrible, Hawk. Even with these numbers he's putting up, and I'm with you. He's killing me on Prize Picks because he goes over every time.
His numbers are insane.
His team's still not good.
Okay. Yeah,
the Pelicans still aren't good.
But that's not the argument.
LeBron, the guy that I'm talking about that I can't compare him to, used to carry garbage-ass Cleveland Cavalier teams to the finals every year.
Understood.
He's nowhere close to that.
Yeah, but no one's saying he's LeBron.
And he'll never be.
But here's the thing. He's played how many games, Solana? 20 games?
Maybe 20, yeah.
Around that.
20 yeah. games? Like, how can you carry a team? I'm curious what their record is. Now, he's on a minutes restriction.
Yeah.
But I don't know what their record is through the 20 games that he's played or whatnot. It's not even that important.
No.
I don't want to get too far behind because Will Manso's coming up. So let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana. Who's
17 games, by the way.
17 games he's played. Yeah, I mean, it's too soon to say that he needs to look like LeBron right now.
And it's too soon for you to kiss his butt like you
no,
are.
No, I'm just telling
so
you
it's
what the
it's
numbers.
It's not too soon to
right.
praise him.
That's right.
But it's too soon to criticize
exactly
him.
Exactly
you
right.
understand
you
how silly that sounds?
It. No, you finally nailed it.
You can praise him but not criticize him.
I can tell
Give
you.
Give me a criticize number.
I can
27,
tell you.
27, 37, 57.
No, let me see a full
Give
season.
Give me a criticize
Let me see
number.
A full season with him but, and Brandon Ingram together and
so
let's see what.
So 17's enough to praise, but 17's
no,
not
no,
enough
no.
to criticize.
No, what I'm telling you is through 17 games, the number bear out, that numbers bear out that he is something unbelievably special.
The numbers bear out.
Don't they?
I think he's 25 and 1 or something.
I mean, like, if you looked at the
– You say numbers bear out.
25 and 1.
20 points per game.
Oh,
five rebounds.
I thought you were saying 25 points and one rebound.
Oh, no. I think he's 20 points, five rebounds, one assist, something like that.
I'm telling you, his numbers.
Those aren't, that's not
scoring
that damn
wise.
Impressive.
Well, first of all, though, you have to remember he's on a minutes restriction. You got to extrapolate those numbers out for 35, 40 minutes in a game.
And he's 17 games in and he's still on a minute restriction.
And he's 19 years old.
That's because he's the grease freak.
Okay. And also, he was injured.
And other people. I think Steph played more than him last night, and Steph just came back.
Didn't play more than him last night. What He's on a minutes
up?
Restriction,
I think Steph
too.
Was in, what, 25 minutes?
27 minutes.
27. Oh, my goodness. Steph played 27 whole minutes the first game back?
Steph Curry is an all-star and has played in the league eight seasons already.
And Hamburger Sanchez can only play 20?
I mean, the dismissing, the diminishing of college basketball players, player of the year, and a guy who's setting all kinds of rookie records is mind-boggling to those of us that are not suffering from brain damage or whatever you're suffering from.
24-6-2.
That's not pedestrian numbers.
No, it's decent.
It's more than decent.
Bro.
24-6-2.
24-6-2.
At 19 years old.
I don't give a damn. He's playing with the big boys. Play
no,
with the
no,
big boys.
No, you can't do that, Jack.
Oh, so it
you can't. You cannot
okay.
do that.
So when people are going to guard him, they say, "Hey, back up. He's 19."
No.
Oh, don't throw a double team at
no,
him.
No, but
he's only 19.
You don't think at
they're
19
they're playing him the same way they're playing other
You don't
other
think
people.
At 19, if you were forecasting someone's ability for their NBA career, you wouldn't say to yourself, "Huh, if he's putting up these numbers at 19, imagine when he's got a more complete game."
Yes, and that's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. The complete game you just brought up is what I want to see, and I haven't seen it.
What do you have in the headlines, Solana?
Shooting 58% from the field, by the
he
way.
He dunks every
It doesn't matter. Cost. What's the difference if the ball goes
because
in from 10
tried
feet
to do,
out? But how,
because y'all tried to do the he's the great shooter because he hit four threes
no,
in that first
no
game.
No one said he's
you,
a great
That was you, P-Cat.
He just told
that
you.
That was you, Balding, P-Cat.
If his shooting percentage is 58%, it's 58%. Like, what? It doesn't require any more context.
And Rudy Gobert is high, too. Is he a he's a great shooter?
But no one
is
said
Rudy
he's a great
Gobert
shooter.
A great shooter?
Did he say he's
So
great?
Why do you bring up his
why,
field goal
why,
percentage?
But why do you? Because that's kind
because
of an important stat.
And he dunks.
So what?
That's not impressive when all you do is dunk.
It doesn't count as 2 points?
Yes, it counts as two
so
points.
So you're saying
in a league that's going to three-pointers,
okay,
the Miami Heat hit 22 threes, and he's dunking.
That's also a very bad argument on your end where you say the league is going to three-pointers.
Yes,
that's
yes.
actually wrong. What
that's
the league,
not wrong
what,
at all.
Here's where the league has changed in the NBA. Before, the mid-range was the shot that everybody wanted to use in the NBA. It was the shot that most teams utilize. Now, the three-pointer has become the new mid-range. More teams are shooting threes, but the dunk and the layup is just as valuable and is used more than ever before. Mm-hmm. Dunks, layups, and threes is the new NBA. Zion.
There is no
mid-range
jumper.
And threes now than back in the
90s. No, but
that's
yes. all, I mean, they've said
then
it.
Back in the 90s.
Look at the shooting
yes,
charts.
Yes, it was mid-range jumpers back then. They've said this a million times. Anybody that watches basketball knows the mid-range jumper has disappeared.
And you move out.
to
the
3?
18 footers?
To 3?
Yes, they're
but
moving
so,
out.
So you want Zion to use Zion Williamson is a I better player if he's shooting 18-foot jumpers rather than dunking the ball in the paint?
I want to see more than him turn around and play pity-pat with the rim and dunk.
Why?
I just need to see more.
Why?
Because Rudy Gobert can do that.
As someone texted in, you've been boxed in.
Who
all right, go ahead,
in?
Solana, both
I
of
know
us.
Solana. Yeah.
He did.
Y'all
Solana
boxed
just,
me in.
He just took it to
with
you.
His opinion.
He go just ahead. Took it go
with
ahead.
With his
check,
opinion.
Check at the graph I just texted you. I'll tweet it out as
Bro,
well. Check
I
it out.
I don't give a damn about this graph
just
you're going to send
just
me.
Just check it out, and it'll show you how the game is changing the NBA. You keep wanting, when we're talking about Zion Williamson, to devalue the fact that he just scores in the paint, and that's essential in this new NBA when the three-point line is being utilized ever before. You need to have guys who can penetrate and who can be bruisers down low, and that's exactly what Zion
is. That graph,
is.
By the way, I mean, there's literally nothing
no
but
mid-range
jumpers in the paint, like little layups and whatnot, and three-point shots. There is nothing outside of the lane. That's crazy.
Pass the argument, though. That graph is stupid.
Yes. And that's the NBA. That's the reality of the NBA now. It's dunks, layups, which is why when you say Rudy Gobert isn't a great shooter, yeah, okay. He's not a great shooter. He doesn't need to be because they have great shooters around him. And that's what the Pelicans are doing with Zion Williamson. They're going to have guys who can just shoot around him. Same thing that he do around Bam Adebayo. And you have one guy down low who's going – to be a bruiser, get rebounds, get putbacks, and set hard screens. And Zion Williamson is going to be that guy.
All right, we got to move on here, or else we're going to get sidetracked and we're going to miss Will Manso. Quickly, headlines.
Loss, win-win, loss.
Well, but that's
loss,
what you defer to all of a sudden when the –
I'm just saying. When, he's so great.
But we're not –
he's so great.
But we're not talking about the team.
Greatness
we're talking
doesn't
about,
carry wins.
We're talking about Zion Williamson's statistics, and the moment you realize that your argument holds no water, then you start looking
no
at the
water.
Pelicans.
Okay, so team success means nothing.
No, team success means a lot. Okay. But that doesn't mean that Dan Marino wasn't one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
Yes, and he's carried his team to the playoffs a number of times, couldn't win the Super Bowl.
Okay, and Zion Williamson has
will
played
not
17.
His team, and they are below.
Now you're, he's not going to get them to the playoffs?
He's not going to do it this year. They have four losses in a row.
He missed half the season.
And he is losing record with him in the lineup, too. Do you understand that?
So you think
So the argument of he missed half the season, when he comes back, they're still below 500. Means nothing to anybody.
So if we look back at LeBron's first season, what his first 17 games were with Cleveland, and if we look back at Michael Jordan's first 17 games with the Chicago Bulls, and if we look at Kobe's first 17 games with the Lakers, that for you will be the accurate determination?
I would want to know.
Okay, but I'm saying if you find out that they had losing records, that'll change your opinions on LeBron, Michael, and Kobe,
no.
Right?
No, because they're not fat.
Okay. See, that now you go, you change the argument again because you got boxed in.
Listen, y'all aren't boxing me in.
You got boxed in three times in just this segment.
I continue to tell y'all this man is talented, but when you want to put him to say he's going to be great, I can't see greatness right now.
Okay.
And I don't know how y'all can in 17 games.
Okay. If you don't
greatness.
See that Zion Williamson is going to be great, that's on
yes.
you. Do you have headlines, Solana?
I'll run through them. Heat Pelicans tonight, 8 p.m. That's on Fox Sports Sun, also on ESPN. And 7:90 the ticket, 8 p.m. start time. After that game, it's the Bucks at the Lakers, a 10 p.m. start time. Giannis versus LeBron, a potential NBA Finals preview. Ryan Fitzpatrick says he's voting yes on the new CBA proposal. The Florida Panthers host the Canadiens tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Canes Hoops versus Syracuse tomorrow, 4 p.m. on 560 The Joe, WQAM. And Inter Miami's at DC United, 3:30 p.m. Chris Whittingham is on the call for Univision. Finally, today is National Oreo Cookie Day.
Love a double stuff Oreo cookie. You were talking yesterday about the little thin ones.
Thins.
That says something about a guy. This Thins. Text makes me very proud. Hockman, the more you prove your point, Crowder keeps getting worse on his stance.
And I like this one. Zion is Ben Simmons, a paint scorer, and everybody's killing Simmons for not being able to shoot, but not Zion. I can go back and forth with you on
I
this
mean,
text
ben
line.
Ben Simmons is an all-star, though. I mean, I don't
but
know
what?
If you want to use
he,
that as your
he,
ally.
Can he
for,
shoot? Can he shoot?
Ben Simmons?
What's his criticisms?
I mean, he doesn't have a jumper. He
and
doesn't have
Zion
a, doesn't
does
have
not
a
have a
shot.
Jumper.
Okay.
And so no, why does Zion, but, why do you put him on a pedestal and Ben
But Ben
is
Simmons,
criticized?
No, who's, but what? Ben Simmons is an all-star.
They're talking about
the 76ers are a failure. The process is a failure right now.
I mean, they've been underperforming what people thought.
Because
but,
that's the process failing.
But everyone that we've spoken to and asked, would you keep Embiid or Simmons? Everyone has said, I'd keep Simmons. He is the seminal talent that you don't see in the NBA. So if you're going to hold him up as Zion's
Simmons. You don't hold him up. You criticize Ben Simmons.
No.
Everyone, bro.
I say that he doesn't have a shot, but that doesn't mean that he's not a great player.
And Zion's the same way. So why don't you feel the same way about Zion?
I would love to see him develop a shot, but it doesn't change the fact that he's a great player. That's all I'm saying.
I just can't. I can't praise him without criticism. How you can? You can say he's this great guy, revolutionary talent already. I can't do that. He's played 17 games. He's 26. What I just said his number 26, 5 and 1, whatever it is. Decent numbers, but to put him
it's not decent numbers. It's not. If you look at his numbers compared to what LeBron did his rookie season, he's outperforming LeBron. Like, you're just wrong on it. You're making stuff up.
I'm not making stuff up.
Okay.
So he's going to be LeBron.
No,
you.
Who said that?
That's my point. When I bring this question up, and this is what y'all ignore. When I say Kobe, when I say LeBron, when I say Jordan, when I say KD, when I say Steph, when I say guys like that, and I say you want to put Zion in that category, y'all feel like, yes, I am a million miles away from yes, with Zion being on that level or anywhere close to that level right now.
Yeah, no, I do feel he will be on that level at one day.
That's our disagreement.
That's fine.
That's the genesis of our disagreement.
That's fine, but you're going about it.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to have to call you Deontay Wilder.
I've said that from day one. I said that when I started him Sean Kemp. Sean Kemp was a six-time All-Star, but Sean Kemp is not a revolutionary player like y'all want to make Zion.
If you want to exercise your rematch clause, I'll give you for the hour for you to exercise your rematch clause. The same thing's probably going to happen to you.
Yeah,
and you might be a little dazed and loopy right now.
He's
going to
win four MVPs, right? Zion's going to win four MVPs?
More than that.
Four or five, yes. Yeah, okay.
Do you have any weather or anything?
Put some money on that one.
Yeah, where was that energy yesterday, huh, Crowder, with Joel Myers?
Yeah, tough guy.
Who, Joel?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, he scared me.
All right, go ahead, quickly. We're already late.
Quickly, it's brought to you by Hialeah Park. 81 degrees currently. Tonight, the low will drop to a cool 56 degrees. 0% chance of rain for the rest of the day in South Florida. That's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
All right. Will Manso is going to join us in the next segment, and he is very political, so he will play the fence on this, even though I know he agrees with me. But we'll talk Heat and Pelicans with Will Manso from Fox Sports Sun here momentarily.
Y'all got to get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Zion Market. He has it all. He stole the Lambeville pork. He stole the poultry, duck, and turkey. He stole it all. Guys, but literally, get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. It is delicious. I've been going there for 15 years. Everybody in South Florida should know about Delaware. If you don't, you're missing out. Get down there. 441, one block south of Sterling Road. It is delicious. Thousands of families go to Delaware every single week to get their delicious food, and you need to as well. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. But they really have it all. Lambeville pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, fish. They have alligator, venison, frog legs. They have it all. And the stone crabs are still in season. They have colossal. They have all the way down to small, the best price, the freshest. I tell all the time. Sometimes they'll pinch you back when you try to break them open because they are so fresh and the prices are amazing. And when you get to Delaware right now, you got to try the freshly made, daily fresh made kebabs. They have chicken and beef, and they have the onions and peppers on them. Every time I light the grill up, I got to go to Delaware and get the chicken and beef kebabs. Maryland style crab cakes, more crab than cake, only $4.49 each, and 50 count middle neck clams, only $18.99 per bag. And if you have a little date now, chicken parmesan for two with pasta $9.99, without pasta $7.99. Already prepared now. Already breaded, beautiful, prepared with the cheese on top. You just got to heat it up. You got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Give them a call in advance. DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want. Call them in advance. They'll save you time by having your order packaged ready when you get there. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Zion sent you.
Somebody texts in, how long was Linsanity? If we base greatness on short samples, Jeremy Lin is one of the GOATs. Okay, sir. Stick with
that. Same guy.
Stick with that. Stick with that. Say it.
Zion.
Say it.
And Jeremy Lin.
Say it.
Same guy.
Will Manso is next on Hockman and Crowder.
Pat Benatar for you. Like it. Feels like Friday.
You made me like Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar's got some bangers.
I recognize the voice after the whole show we did on
She's
Pat
got some
Benatar.
Bangers.
I recognize this lady's voice.
All right, Will Manso is going to join us here in a second. So tonight's Heat game is on ESPN, but it's also on Fox Sports Sun. And so we wanted to bring Will on to remind everybody that you can watch it on Fox Sports Sun. That way you can see your old local friends, Eric Reed and John Crotty and Will Manso and Ruth Riley and Ron Rothstein, Jason Jackson. So tonight, Fox Sports Sun, it's an 8 o'clock tip-off. It's Heat and Pelicans, and I will be sitting in front of my TV with I don't know if it'll be La Spada or pizza or something, but I'll be watching Fox Sports Sun.
You go basketball game with a sub.
La Spada sub to me signifies a big event.
Really?
So you get a La Spada sub, a bag of Funyuns, get yourself some Coke Zero, and that's a big event there.
I'm more a sub daytime sub guy. I don't know about nighttime subs. I think you're on an island as a nighttime sub guy.
I don't disagree with you on that. I will tell you though, I eat very little for lunch.
Yeah.
So to me a sub is a big meal. It takes too long.
You know, it's a sandwich.
I know,
okay,
I know. But I three wings. So I'm a little bit different.
It's a sandwich.
We'll head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors at Toyota of Hollywood, 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And Will Manso, like I said, you will see him tonight on the Heat pregame and postgame on Fox Sports Sun. And you can watch Heat Pelicans tonight on Fox Sports Sun. Hello, Will.
Guys, I'm La Spada. The one thing that means it to me is that I'm at Dolphins camp. That's the only time I eat La Spada.
Right, because right down the street, yeah?
Exactly. I go there pretty much every Monday during the season at 2:45. I'm there eating, and then at 3:15 I head over to Dolphin Camp for Brian Flores and all that other stuff.
But a La Spada sub to eat real quickly. I mean, those are huge subs.
Yeah, I sometimes get the smaller ones or like the roll. It depends what kind of mood I'm in. But you're right, they are big subs. But, it's a great lunch. I mean, it hits the spot every time.
Well, not for dinner though. You don't eat a sub after dark.
I know. I did once. I think I was 11.
I love a sub for dinner. I really do. Like a Wawa sub. I'll stop on the way home from work, grab a couple Wawa subs for the family. That's a good dinner. I think you're wrong on this one.
No subs after dark. That's a daytime snack.
I don't know
if we're wrong, but we're definitely the majority that don't do it, I think.
I don't think so, Will. I think you're going to be surprised at the outcome. And the outcome, by the way, I'll give you a clue. It's whatever I decide it is. There's no real.
Exactly. The unscientific hot and cold.
Yeah. It's pretty much Steve Goldstein said once, it seems like my opinions are facts. And, yes, I do feel that way. I'm tremendously excited for tonight's game because I really enjoy watching Zion Williamson because I thrive on Crowder's hate of Zion Williamson. And he is refusing still to acknowledge that Zion is a great player, right? You will not.
He's good.
He's good.
Not great.
Not great.
No.
And you need to see more to declare him a great player one day.
Yeah, I want to see him dribble.
I believe that he is already on the road to being a great player. You can already tell. Where does Will Manso side?
I'll be honest with you guys. He is better than I even envisioned as a rookie because I thought that there were some limitations in his game. But, Channing, you joke about the dribbling. It's true. His ball handling, how he could shoot, how he could do anything other than be forceful, right? But he's proven in a short time that he can do a lot of different things. And he reminds me so much of a Larry Johnson type, yet bigger and stronger. You know, he's a guy I grew up watching and I loved watching. And he reminds me a little of that, but he seems like he's the kind of guy that as long as he stays healthy and in shape, he could be even more than what he is. And he's a double-double machine and he's a force. I mean, he's a fun player to watch. Somehow he's better than I thought he would be. It's been incredible to watch him.
Notch up a W for Hockman there, and now I'm going to notch another one. Who do we consider the food expert on this radio show, Crowder?
The food expert?
Yes.
You love food.
Besides me.
Oh, Doug Plagan.
Doug Plagan's radio voice of the Florida Panthers. Okay. He has just texted me, I'm okay with a sub for dinner.
I mean, I'll be honest, Hawk. If I'm going to choose dining advice, I'm probably not going to call you and Doug first.
Yo, what?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Now, those are fighting words, Will, because Doug Plagan's, we can throw it down when it comes to knowing about food and what food is appropriate.
Can I give you an example? I don't go home and I understand if you're in a hurry and you go by a sub shop in the evening, but do you go home and build a sub for dinner?
Well, I wouldn't build it myself, but I would bring a sub home for dinner and have it on a plate for dinner.
It's weird.
On a plate for I can't. Yeah, no, I think you and Doug are alone on this one.
Even that too, Will. You unwrap the sub and put it on a plate. Or just leave it in the damn paper.
Yeah, that's.
No.
Do you get forks and knives and little things and little salt shakers?
I mean, now you're just being silly, Will. I think it might have to do, in all honesty, because my wife is from Philadelphia and they live on hoagies up there. Mm. Because I don't know, we've been married, 24 years now, so I can't remember back before. it's all a haze at this point. But it may be because in Philadelphia, hoagies are a religion. So it is dinner, but I'm going to side with Doug Plagans on this before anybody. And if he says it's acceptable for dinner.
People from Philly are the people in I Am Legend that stay in the dark, too.
Listen, I can't defend Philly people because you know how I feel. You know how I feel about them. So
I was going to say, don't get me started on Philly.
Yeah, it's just a terrible city.
Hey, Doug, speaking of Zion,
it's
tonight.
It's not Doug, it's Will.
I mean, Will, now you got me talking about this damn Doug Plagans.
No, I was the one who doesn't eat dinner.
Hey,
or something. Yeah.
And Will, you look way better than Doug.
Hey,
ha ha, Doug. I know you're listening.
What do you mean, ha ha, Doug?
No, Will. Speaking of Zion, who matches up the best against Zion? Who do you think should check Zion tonight?
I mean, I think you got to think it's Bam is the Bam is that guy they turn to. Now, you can't, I don't think you can have Bam shadow him all night. I'm not sure what the plan is. And obviously, Bam's not going to be on the court all night. But I think he's the best body for it. But Zion looks to me like one of those guys. And you saw it the other day with Giannis, the way they slowed him down. And Giannis is obviously a different type of player than Zion. He's forceful, but he's also so long. And he could do so many things. I think you have to give him multiple looks. You have to try to frustrate him. Once in a while, go one-on-one, have somebody there waiting to double and waiting to help out and try to confuse him. I mean, he is a rookie. And I think if anything, you could try to confuse him with looks, and maybe that gets him struggling with either turnovers or not, indecisiveness. Because the one thing you don't want, it's the same with Giannis or any great player in the post, you don't want a decisive guy. You don't want Zion getting the ball and attacking the basket and feeling he can get to the basket because he is just such a force to stop. So I think it starts with Bam, but I think it's not going to be one answer. He's going to get multiple looks from Spo on what they're trying to do with that defense.
I believe they should rub chicken grease on themselves to throw them off mentally.
Oh,
I mean, what is happening here?
Because that would get them thinking about off the court.
I got text today that people not knowing that I was going to be on your show today saying, man, are you guys the stuff Crowder's saying about Zion and the nicknames that he's giving them?
I mean, it's ridiculous.
What am I getting myself into?
This is a good one, Will, because Giannis is the Greek freak. Zion is the grease freak.
That's the one that someone sent me.
Now
I will keep that person. I will not tell you. I'll keep that person anonymous. But I was told that one by someone.
Do you guys consider cheesesteaks to be a sub?
Because
that is a dinner item,
no.
and that gets served on a plate. So you're saying that's a different item?
It is. I would. Last time I was in Philly, or I may not have been last time, but one of the last times I was in Philly, I went to a Marlins Phillies game. And I had a cheesesteak for dinner, and that felt fine. I mean, to me, a sub is like luncheon meats, stuff like that, maybe tuna. But cheesesteak is kind of a different animal. That's a whole different thing.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I think. I could do that for dinner.
No, I understand. I was just – because I could box you in if you thought it was a sub, and then – because that's on dinner menus. I mean, you can't –
I don't think
– No, that's a dinner.
Yeah, but I don't think your dinner should be inside of bread. I'm not a burger for dinner guy.
Oh, okay. We've had this disagreement before as well. I have no problem with that, but I'll have a bowl of cereal for dinner as well.
Yeah, and I kind of separate my meals.
This is no joke, Crowder, because this is like revelatory to me, because I'm not kidding you. I would love to come home and have a peanut butter sandwich for dinner. Like, I'm 50 years old. That doesn't bother me at all. Bag of chips and a peanut butter sandwich. Crowder wants for dinner every night. This is no joke, right? A meat.
Meat.
A starch.
Yes.
A vegetable.
Yes, yeah. And I want them separated on my plate. And if I go home and my wife made some, hey, the kids are eating pizza, I'll be back. I'm going up the street to get me a real meal.
You know what? I'm going to say the new food expert is Channing, because that's a meal is stuff on plate combination.
Let Will talk.
That could have come out of Archie Bunker's mouth from 1966, Will. Are you joking?
It's old school. It's still all these years later is appropriate. You have the meat, the starch. I'm all for that, even though you're talking to a guy who left home to go to the Heat game and I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with chips. That's what I had as my – but that was like a late lunch, early dinner, because now we get into the show and I really don't have time to sit down and eat.
What about a hot dog for dinner?
Only if I'm a sporting event.
Right, sporting event, anything goes.
Because sporting events, you eat popcorn and M&M's for dinner. I mean, that's fine.
Right. So you're saying at home for dinner, you want to have meat, starch, vegetables.
Yes.
You want it to look like a Swanson's Hungry Man meal.
Yes. Ideally, it's a homemade Swanson meal, a little healthier with less salt. That's the way I would go, ideally. Yeah.
All right. All right, well, Edith Bunker and Archie Bunker joining us here. I mean, honestly,
I'll be Edith.
What year are we in?
I was going to say, I'll take Edith, too.
Will Manso, watch him tonight, Fox Sports Sun. You've got Heat and Pelicans. It's an 8 o'clock tip-off. First time we get to see Zion in action. Very excited about it. Thank you for making time for us, Will.
Anytime, guys.
There you go, Will Manso. I love breaking down. I thought I had something there with the with the cheesesteak. Some brilliant texter texted that in. I was ready to box him in.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Well, there you go. Will Manso, big game tonight. Now, in about 20 minutes on this program, Dan Day, you finished your montage. We're all good to go. We're all good to go. So we'll have a week that was montage right here on the program and look back at maybe some of the things that you missed if you didn't hear every moment of the show this week, which a lot of it was, what are we going to do? We're going to war. All right, let me talk about Cinch before we move on here. This is such a great service. Cinch is a new home delivery service for propane grill tanks. Their no-hassle online ordering process makes ordering your new tanks as easy as going to cinch.com, but it's C-Y-N-C-H. cinch.com. Their convenient home delivery service delivers right to your door. There's no delivery fees. You choose the delivery date. Cinch handles the rest. Think about this. You have an empty tank of propane, you know, attached to your grill in the backyard. You got to unhook it, and then you got to lug it to the convenience store. And then you got to walk in the convenience store. You got to tell them that you want a new tank. They got to go find someone that's got the key because all the tanks are locked up. It's a whole big hassle. Cinch does all that. They do all that, and there's no delivery fees. Again, you choose your delivery date. Cinch handles the rest. It's ridiculously easy, and you can exchange any brand of tank. So right now, for a limited time, new customers can get their first tank for just $10 by visiting cinch.com and using the promo code GETCINCH. Again, you go to C-Y-N-C-H, cinch.com, punch in the promo code GETCINCH, G-E-T-C-Y-N-C-H. You'll choose your delivery date. Cinch.com will handle the rest. No commitment fees, no membership necessary. Visit cinch.com and start your order today. You can save time and money by ordering your next propane tank from cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H. Quick break on this Friday. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. A fun, festive Friday. Somebody tweets at me, I have to agree with you, Hawk, on the sub thing. I work at Publix, and customers buy subs right up until about we close at 11.
I go to Publix. Woj bomb.
What?
Uh-oh.
We have a Woj bomb? Wow, what did I didn't even know things could happen. What is happening?
The Clippers have signed Joakim Noah.
Really?
Bro, that's a lie.
Ha ha!
That's a lie.
Wasn't he playing when you were at Florida?
That's a lie.
The Clippers.
Bro, that can't be the real Woj on Twitter.
The real Woj.
That's Woj and Nowski or something. That no joke, him Noah.
I mean, when's the last time he played in a game?
The Knicks gave him a crazy contract.
Yeah.
And then I think he played for the Grizzlies after for a very short stint, and he's been out of the league since.
You talking about a mid-range jumper. Remember his jumper?
Let me tell you something.
The double-hand flipper?
Joakim Noah was one of my favorite basketball players.
As a puppy.
Yes.
When he was young. He fell off.
That's what I love. I love the energy, but he fell off.
Joakim Noah, Al Horford, Corey Brewer, Torian Green.
That was a lineup.
Bro, they were loaded when they were winning championships with
that
Billy D at Florida.
That was a lineup, and I can only imagine what was going on in Gainesville with those guys.
Oh, they had a good time.
Oh, my God.
And I left out right. I heard Joakim took over for the light-skinned wonders in Gainesville. When I left out, he was coming in under me, and they said he kind of took
you
off,
took
too.
Him,
light-skinned wonders.
You took him under your wing, and he did his thing.
Yeah, we were cool. The basketball football players were cool back then.
That was a That was a lineup, man, for Florida. That was a lineup. But you can't tell me that Joakim Noah is going to have any kind of relevant minutes in 2020, is he?
I think there's a battle in L.A. going on right now. Who can sign the more washed player?
Right, so the Lakers took Deion Waiters.
Heady play by the Clippers.
So now the Clippers come back with Joakim Noah. Obviously, the Lakers have to go get Jerry Stackhouse.
Yes. Didn't they work out Greg Oden the other day?
Yeah, like, I mean, honestly, what is happening there?
Oh, no, man. Maybe Mario Chalmers needs to call in.
You know, we were talking about eating subs for dinner. Did you see what our friend Joey Chestnut did?
Oh, the Big Macs?
Joey Chestnut, who's the world champion hot dog eater, he crushed the world record for Big Macs. This is unbelievable. He downed 32 McDonald's Big Macs in 38 minutes and 15 seconds, which amounts to 15.36 pounds of meat.
32?
32 Big Macs in 38 minutes.
So that's 64 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce,
Look
cheese.
Look at you with the math.
Pickles, onions on the sesame seed.
That is 18,000 calories worth of 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. That's crazy.
How great was that marketing technique to describe your sandwich?
Let me tell you something. That marketing, the song,
yes,
2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, came out in the 70s when I was a kid, and people are still singing it today.
Yes.
Still singing it today.
Everybody knows it.
That's crazy. Joey Chestnut, by the way, is scheduled to join us next week. He's going to be in town. You know, every year they do that, what is it, the croquetazo?
Is it the croquetazo?
Yeah, it had some strange name to it, but it's the croqueta eating championship that they do down in Miami. He's competing this year for the first time.
Wow.
So Joey Chestnut, he's supposed to come on with us next week and talk about that. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. It's going to be our end of week montage with Dan Day. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. I would like to celebrate Shaquille O'Neal's birthday today in a way that might anger some of our listeners, but might delight some of our listeners. I'm torn.
Give it to them, Hawk.
It's the only way to celebrate Shaq's birthday, isn't it?
Kind of with you.
I kind of feel like our show does ourselves a disservice if we don't celebrate Shaquille O'Neal's birthday.
And with his new hairline.
Oh, my God, do I love that hairline. That is my hairline.
We got to celebrate.
I love
him.
The Shaq do. You heard of Shaq Fu? That's the Shaq do.
He needs to get rid of that.
I think we got to celebrate his birthday in our special way. We got a big 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour planned for you.
Yes, sir. Another 1,000-unit month at Lubeck Road Chevrolet. You already know where to go for the lowest prices in the nation. Not the city, not the state, the nation. 1,000 units sold in January, 1,000 in February. We are rolling this year. And those 1,000 customers, they took advantage of the number one dealer to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle at Lubeck Road Chevrolet. And it's my man, Eric Nunez. You know about the best COO in the world. You know about the guy that hires his own employees. 12 locations he oversees. COO for all of them, but he still wants to talk to all his employees because he wants his customers happy, and he has to make sure his employees are going to make him happy. No one sells for less, period. There's other dealers that come to Eric for their personal cars. They bring their parents, their spouses, their friends over to Eric because they can't hook themselves up at their own dealership like Eric can hook them up in a war-winning lineup of Chevrolets. I see y'all staring at them on the road. Y'all always checking out my Suburban. Leave my Suburban alone. Go get your own Suburban. I'm weirded out by y'all, staring over at my beautiful truck on the highway. The cars, trucks, and SUVs are amazing. Award-winning service department. They win awards. The sales staff is amazing, and it's Eric Nunez. It's only one Eric Nunez, and it's only one place to go if you want a new or pre-owned vehicle, and that's Lou Backroad Chevrolet. Tell them the COO Eric Nunez sent you down there. Tell them I sent you down there, but you know what? I promise you, you're going to get the best deal you've ever seen on a vehicle. Lou Backroad Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Friday coming next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.